You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for doing what you do, for supporting our team, for sharing our stories. It means a lot. It means a lot to our staff. It means a lot to our players. We're building something very special here at K-State on our team. And as a staff, we kind of talk about it all the time that we're really excited to get going, to get into the season, because our players spend a lot of time away from what they do, right? Away from the games, away from this type action. So we're excited to be back in fall camp. And I know Coach talked about our core values, and it's been cool for me because since we committed to our core values, it's been our strength staff has done a great job of stressing our players, of putting them in those positions where they're not comfortable. And we try to talk to them about getting comfortable in those places, in those spaces of uncomfort. We have to be able to manage that. We continually have adversity. We have adversity every day. We sometimes give them adversity. We put them in those situations during fall camp that they have to manage through offensively, defensively, and special teams. So it's been really cool to watch us to be able to grow and develop in those times. Our leadership is, at this moment, is the best it's ever been. And I say that because I talk to a lot of the players, and the players remark about how, and especially the ones who've been on our team a while, they remark about how many more leaders we have on our team. When you bring in 39 new players, your core values of discipline, commitment, toughness, and selflessness, they have to be at a high level. And I think that's kind of where we are as a team. Our players enjoy being around each other, and that's cool. I don't know if they always enjoy being around us because we do a lot of pushing them, a lot of yelling, but they definitely enjoy being around each other. They enjoy being in that locker room, and that's the place that that they own. And I think that in order to be champions, then they have to care about each other. And I think that's kind of where we are. It's better than it's been since we've been here, and that's pretty cool. There's been a lot of discussion about where this team will finish, right? There's been predictions, but the one thing that I will say that it doesn't come from our team, it doesn't come from our building, because our guys, they are committed to working every day, and they talk to each other, they talk to one another about the fact that what people say and what is written or what is predicted, it has nothing to do with where we end up finishing, with how our season, with how each one of the games end up. And so that's cool as a coach to be able to watch the maturity and the leadership as it grows through our team. The guarantee that we can make, because the predictions, they are what they are, but we can guarantee that we're going to play hard, that our players will care for each other, that we'll stick together, that we'll be able to handle adversity as it comes. And, of course, like Coach always says, it's going to come, and we're going to do that in terms of staying with that process from this moment until we play our final game. We've had a ton of good competition, offensively, defensively, and special teams. A lot of young guys who have shown their heads, who have shown that they're going to be able to help us throughout the season, and we're excited about that. We put in a ton of great work, but we still have a long way to go. And there are some guys who I personally, who I've seen that have kind of stood out, and I'll just list those guys. Like, for example, Josh Hayes, Julius Brents, Deuce Green. Those are names that, of course, we all know, and those guys, as expected, they've performed well throughout this fall camp. But Jake Clifton, who's a younger guy, has stood out to me. Austin Moore, seeing him really develop from last year to now. D. Hintz, Felix, Eli, those guys, Eli Huggins, those guys have continued to get better. Of course, their names that we know, Echo Boydo, and then two younger guys defensively, Jacob Parrish and V.J. Payne. Those guys have stood out by the way they've played and by the way they've carried themselves throughout these practices. Offensively, Christian Duffy, of course, a mainstay on the offensive line. Will Swanson has stood out to me. Adrian and his leadership and his maturity out there on the field. DJ Giddens has done a good job. RJ Garcia as well has done a good job. He did a good job in the spring. And then Cooper, Mr. Electric Deuce Vaughn has continually improved, right? We all know his abilities, but I've just seen him take it to another level here in this fall camp. So we're excited to get going. I love nothing more than to talk, but at this moment, I'm going to be quiet and take any questions you guys might have.
Do you know who might start at safety yet for you guys?
Oh, man, again, an intense competition. Josh has done a good job. Drake Cheatham done a really good job today even. TJ Smith, good job. VJ Payne, Jordan Perry, all of those guys, man, have done a good job throughout camp. Each guy has had his moments, and each guy has had his way from TJ being extremely physical to Josh and his man cover skills to VJ and his length and his youthful energy. Each one of those guys, they kind of bring a different facet to the game. So, you know, I don't know. We don't know at this moment who will start. But I think all of those guys are putting themselves in position to be able to help us at different times throughout the season.
Coach, how is this team different than maybe your previous K-State teams?
Well, I tell you, we know more about them, right? The older guys on the team, we know more about them. But I think that they are really buying into the things that we're selling, right? As a staff, they're buying into the nutrition. They're buying into taking care of their bodies. They're buying into, so far this camp, they're buying into making sure they are doing all the little things off the field. Guess what? When you put the ball down in fall camp and you say, let's scrimmage, everybody does that, and everybody will do it at a high level. But the thing is that if you don't pay attention to the little things, if you don't make sure that you're lined up correctly, if you're not studying your playbook, if you're not doing a great job of communicating, if you're not pulling the younger guys to the side and coaching them, right, those are the things that they can come back in a positive way to help you later in the season, or they can come back to hurt you later in the season. And that would be the difference for us, is that more guys are doing those little things that it takes to win.
That buy-in essential for any program that wants to take that next step from winning more than losing to being kind of elite?
Yeah, I think that's the – when Coach always says it's their team, right? And when they take extreme ownership in their team, and we as a staff, we've continually pushed that, right? Well, I think it's at this moment that we see them understanding that it's their team and them taking ownership in it, and all the responsibilities, you know, of their, they belong to them, right? The younger players' development, it belongs to the older players. And I think that is, for me, my opinion, that is when your team is able to take the next step, you know, because it's not about the schemes. It's about these players owning it and holding everyone accountable to being at the standards that we set.
When it comes to your room, is it kind of finding those next group of guys after Julius and Echo at this point?
Right, and that's I think it's all the rooms, but you know, as I live in my room, that's the way we talk. And you know, if you look at Echo in particular, he got his start from the scout team, right? He got his start from the scout team, and he's always an example that we use, and the fact that everyone is important. Right. As a coach, I understand that each person is important and how I develop each guy in that room. And I talk to them about building their own house. Right. Your house has 2 acres. Right. You got 2 acres of land. Someone else's house, it doesn't have it. Right. And so you have to be satisfied, content in your house, and you have to do the best you can as you build your house. And so that's what we talk about, the importance of each person. Right. Maximizing their opportunities, maximizing their abilities. And when it comes to playing time and when it comes to performing, you know, that's what this is. This is a performance-based operation. And so I'm excited for my room because they understand it and they're buying into that.
You mentioned a few of them already, but who are some of those guys, I guess, pushing for that third and fourth spot in your rotation?
Well, I would say that Jordan Wright, Omar, Jacob, Justice Clemens, Kobe McAllister, right? So I can name like 10 guys who are fighting for one spot. But when you have intense competition like that, I think we all get better. I think Echo and Julius, they get better because they understand that no jobs, or I mean, no one died and left you starting jobs, right? There's always an intense competition for it. And I think when they understand that, that helps them to be better. It gives the guys who are fighting for those jobs, fighting for those reps, it gives them hope. It helps them to be better. And so I'm excited for where those guys, those names that I said, Jacob and Omar and Justice and Kobe, I'm excited to see those guys continue to learn and grow in those positions.
Coach, competition is something that not only you, but the rest of the staff and a lot of the players have mentioned. It's kind of like a buzzword so far in fall camp. Is this the most competitive that fall camp has been since you've been here?
Well, I think when you look across the board at the new players that we recruited and signed, the guys who came in as transfers, we've improved the talent level of our team. And when you improve the talent level, no one can be comfortable, right? It's competition. And the thing that's really cool as a coach to watch is that there's no selfishness, right? It's just competition. It's at the quarterback position. Those guys are going tit for tat, and they are helping each other. So when you see a guy who is fighting for the same position that another guy is fighting for, but you see them working together, you see them communicating and talking and trying to help one another to be better, man, that is what it's about. And that's what we see across the board. So yes, we push for that competitive spirit. We push for it offensively and defensively, offense versus defense, but then as well within the position groups.
You mentioned Julius Brents. I'm just curious, what have you seen from him this year as opposed to last year as far as growth goes?
Well, he's continued to push himself. He's always been one of the hardest workers in my room and then one of the hardest workers on the team. He wants to continue to grow relationships throughout our team, and that's really good for a transfer to want to come in and not be like a mercenary, right? He owns this team. He wants to be a part of everything that we do. And so it's been really wonderful to watch him. But again, he's a guy with talent, and to have the mindset that he has where he wants to do everything that he can to help make younger guys better. I see him continually coaching the Jacob Parrishes and the Kobe McAllisters, right? He's one of the guys who brings the group up and breaks it down between he and Echo. And so it's been really good to watch them co-lead in that room. Pac, who's been around for many years and has a lot of reps under his belt. And so they have both of those guys have equal respect for each other, and the group has respect for them as well.
As a defensive coach, what's it been like trying to go against Adrian Martinez at quarterback?
Well, he's a challenge, right? Because he has the ability to be able to run, has ability to be able to beat you with his feet, but he also is really smart in the pocket. He does a good job of moving defenders with his eyes, right? So he'll move a safety to his left, throw the ball to the right. You can see he has another level of experience. And so from a coach's standpoint, if we had to play K-State, it would be a challenge because of the fact that, again, this quarterback can throw the ball down the field. He's smart. He makes checks. He sees the field. He understands coverages. And, again, he also does a great job of moving safeties with his eyes and understanding where his check downs are. And then, again, being able to beat you with his feet really on another level, right? Because if a defender misses a tackle, then he can change the field. He can score with the ball.
I just wanted to ask, you've probably spent a lot of time around Deuce Vaughn over the last couple of years. What's been a favorite memory of yours just coaching him and watching him develop?
Well, the best memory that I have is when Deuce was a freshman. For those 15 minutes, he was down with the freshman group and operating, you know, with the younger guys. And we have film clips of this. And so I'm in my room and we're watching it with the cornerbacks. And I said to those guys, this guy is special. one of the corners said, oh, no, he's too small. He'll never make it in this league. He's too small. Everyone in the room looked at this guy, and they mumbled under their breaths. They mumble, this guy's an idiot. Well, 2 days later, he was down with the big boys, and he was doing the same thing that he was doing with the freshmen, you know. And then just a few games later, he was doing the same thing, live action, you know, in college football games. And he's still doing it, right? And so that guy, that cornerback, who shall remain nameless, he's changed his tune several times since that moment.
Wanted to ask you, Coach Kleiman mentioned that a year in that you guys are hoping to maybe do some more things defensively just as you've gotten more comfortable. I was wondering, what might that look at without being overly specific? What are some things you can do?
I got no problem telling you. We're going to put 15 guys on the field, right? And we're going to line them up wherever the offense is set to run or throw the ball, right? You like that? I think that's a good plan. Yeah, if we can. We're going to try it. We've tried it in the past. We are growing as a staff. We're growing in this scheme. And we're growing in our understanding of what our limitations of our players are. And so without giving you too much, we want to find places and ways where we can be more aggressive, right? As you become more comfortable, then you are more aggressive. We have an aggressive staff. We have aggressive players. And so we just want to do all we can to be more aggressive. The ultimate of that would be, like I said before, get 15 players on the field and let's see if we can change the rules. I don't know if that'll happen, right?
You also mentioned that the players have gotten smarter and the defense are now coming up with ways to problem solve on their own. Have you seen that, and how helpful has that been?
Yes, it is. And it's like I said, we as a staff have learned and grown in this scheme. Well, our players have as well. And so the communication, the anticipation, of course, just like you guys and just like people at home, as they learn more, they get to be smarter than they need to be, and they start making some suggestions. Coach, you ought to call ABC. Coach, you should have called CDE, right? And so it has been really refreshing for us as a staff to see guys be able to make checks and to make suggestions, honestly. And seriously, they made suggestions, and they've thought of things that would probably put us in better situations, positions. And it's been good, again, to watch them grow as we've continued to advance, continue to have more leadership on our team. We would expect that.
Coach, as you said, there has been multiple predictions on where this team will end up in the Big 12 standings and the top 25 rankings. With what you've seen from this team and practice leading up to season, do you think that this team is indeed a top 25 team?
Well, if they give me votes, then I make them the number one team, but they don't give me votes. And so because they don't, then, you know, that's kind of, honestly, we've had our kids focus on the processes that we're going through. We focus on one practice at a time, and even sometimes we'll get into one session at a time and try to have our guys understand that, man, that's not our job. That's not our focus. And top 25, that's for somebody else to decide. We get an opportunity to play these games, right? We get an opportunity to practice, to prepare, to play these games. And that's enough. That's enough. That's all we need. We don't need any more responsibility to decide who is ranked where and who should do this or do that. That's not what we're about. We're about going to work every day. And if you're ranked, right, that's cool, right? But that's a target, right? And so what we do get an opportunity to do is we get an opportunity to play the games. We get an opportunity to play game one. And as we get closer to that, then we're going to focus in on that. But right now, we're focused on the things that we can control. We're focused on getting better at our fundamentals, our techniques, continuing to learn and grow in this defense. And again, that's enough, right? That's enough for us at this moment.
How would you compare implementation of the three down this August versus last August?
I would say that versus last August, we're full steam ahead, right? And last August, we were a little bit hesitant because we were learning who our players were. We were learning what they would be best at, and now we know, right? Now we know what each defensive call is for, and we know how to fix things. And so we're moving ahead again to refine the things that we've installed, to make sure our players understand what's the next step, right? They understand what's coming next. How can we fix any issues that we have? And so it's a very different operation, right? We were in the elementary school phases, right? And now I would say we're approaching junior high, middle school, right? And so we're continuing to grow in that way.
Who are the guys in the middle, including and around Daniel Green?
Man, there's a hunk of guys who've done a good job in that group. Like I said, from Austin Moore, Jake Clifton's done a really good job. Of course, Daniel and his leadership and his communication, the guys have tremendous respect for him. And so with him being out front and then those other guys continuing to get better, I think, man, I don't coach them, but it's really fun to be able to watch them perform.
And you mentioned him a couple times, but what exactly does Josh Hayes bring to the table?
An incredible amount of experience, right? He has the personality. He is a very competitive player. And so, you know, I think guys feed off that competitiveness that he displays. In the safety room, again, because of the fact that he's played for Coach Kleiman, he's played for Coach Klannerman, and those guys respect that part about him. He's won championships, and there's another level of respect, of credibility that he brings. But he has a great personality. He's a great teammate, and you know where we are on our team. Those attributes, I think they allow a lot of younger players to gather around him, to learn from him, and to feed off his energy.
He comes in, hits the ground running, starts watching tape. Did you see evidence of that immediately?
Well, you know, not just him, but, you know, from Jordan Wright, from Drake Cheatham, Julius Brents. We've been very lucky with the guys that we've had come in here as transfers because they've been those type people. You know, they've been the type people. They live here. I said to Jordan Wright, man, do we need to even have you a place to live because you're here all the time? But, you know, they came in with the understanding that there would be intense competition for playing time, for reps, for starting opportunities. And those guys came in. Of course, when you have a player who is on the team and you see them come in with the work ethic that they've shown, well, now I know I got to pick my game up. And so across the board, it's been a refreshing addition, those guys, Josh, as well as those others, to come into our team.
Coach Omar was also singled out by Coach Kleiman as a guy that's kind of stood out. What is about him and what he's done that you've liked so far?
Well, Omar didn't play as a freshman, was injured. But he was a guy, kind of like I said about those other guys, who's always in the film room. He's an injured freshman, but he's always in the film room. He's always paying attention. He's always engaged. I think Omar likes football. And so he's a guy who is a gym rat as well. And so the fact that he has not played, you don't necessarily see that because of the fact that he's interlocked with the rest of the team. When he goes out there and he gets an opportunity to play, he plays with an extreme level of confidence. He comes from a really good high school program. And so I understand that, you know, it's not the light is not too big for him, and he's always been that way. And so I think that when Coach mentions him, that's kind of part of what you see in him. He doesn't have a lot of experience, game experience, but you wouldn't know that when you watch him practice.
The two freshman safeties, VJ and Jordan, what have you kind of seen out of them that guys like so far?
Well, the fact is that those guys, they have incredible length. And, you know, when you talk about defensive backs playing in the game today, length is something that you can't teach. Length is something that they either have or they don't. And those guys both are really aggressive players. They're smart players. They do a great job of studying, trying to put themselves in position so that they understand what they're doing. And they've come in as freshmen with that work ethic. They've come in and they've had an opportunity here in the summertime to be around our older players. So them, just like Omar, they have not had experience. But when they go out and they get reps with the older guys, it's not like guys who just walked in here from high school. They fit right in.
At practice, has there been a wide receiver versus corner one-on-one battle that's been the most fun to watch?
You know, Malik is always very... Now, listen, I coach the corners, right? So they never win, right? In my eyes, right? We get that film deleted. But no... No, Coach Ward, who coaches our receivers, man, it's a healthy, fun competition. And I believe that your players, they wear the jersey that you give them as a coach, right? If you're an intense, competitive coach, then your players, they should operate in that way. And that's who Coach Ward is as a wide receiver coach. That's who I am as a cornerback coach. And so I believe our players, they feed off of that. So the most intense competitions have been like the RJ Garcias and the Echo Boydos and the Malik and the Julius Brents. Those have been the most hardy. But throughout the day, man, it goes back and forth. There's some days where those guys, they hand us our hats. And then there's other days where we do the same. So it goes back and forth. And I think that over the course of time, with our guys competing the way we do, both sides of the ball, both will get better, receivers and defensive backs. But again, I hadn't met a one-on-one rep that a receiver that I will admit to, other than talking to you guys, friends, right, that I will admit to in public. Well, that's an academy. It's a cool honor. I think that it actually is a really good program. You, upon selection, you get paired with an AD across the country. So to have an opportunity to learn from an athletic director in another program across the country is been enlightening for me, been tremendous for my growth. But I got to be honest, to have Coach Kleiman and Gene and Jill, our administration, it's been powerful for me to be able to learn from them, because, you know, daily I get an opportunity to brush up against them. And that's not something that assistant coaches, when I was a young assistant coach, I didn't realize the importance of doing that, but it's important. And being selected for that academy, for that group, has given me a lot of opportunities to grow. And so I couldn't be more excited, more blessed to be able to take part in it.
What's been the biggest way that you've seen Echo take a step forward from last year going into this year?
Well, throughout his career, he's continued to develop as a leader, right? Early on in his career, he didn't know how to survive himself. And then it became a place where he was just in survival mode, just trying to survive. And now I see him turning the corner, and he is helping the next generation of cornerbacks, the next generation of young players. And so it's been, as a coach, it's been so refreshing for me to be able to watch that. And I feel like, man, it's been a blessing for me to watch him and his development from being a young freshman who would maybe miss an appointment or two to now always being in a position where he's doing the right things, but he's also encouraging younger players to do the same.